Welcome, Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Kilayim Daf Ayin Aleph in the Ois Vodor edition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Aloch Aleph. We started right at the beginning of the Amud. The Gemara brought in the previous Daf, the Rabbi Elazar learns that when you have a klal in Asay and a prat in a lois Asay, or vice versa, the klal could still teach on the prat. So the Gemara now is going to be a question, which the Chorus seems to be against Rabbi Elazar. We're going to learn as we usually do. We're going to learn the way Reb Chaim learns this pshat. And even though there's other pshat in here in the sugya, they'll learn a little different. What is the raya? Says the Gemara, it says in the pasuk, Hishomer lecho pentale lesecho b'chol mokam asher tire. Speaking about shchut yichutz, you're not allowed to shecht outside the base of Mikdash. So the Torah tells you, Hishomer lecho, be careful, not to shecht wherever you see. I mean, not to shecht outside the base of Mikdash. Hishomer lecho is a lav. The rule in Shas is Hishomer, be careful, is a loisase, it's a don't. So it's a Yisur lav. Later it says, the next pasuk, Kim b'makom ha-she'ivchar b'echad shvatecho, with a place where Kosh Baruch Hu chose, Shom ta'aler lesecho, there you're going to do korban oilo, v'shom ta'aseh kol asher nechiv etzavecha, there you'll do everything I tell you to do. The doing refers to shechita. That's how the Gemara understands. So we have two things that the pasuk is speaking about. We have halah, shamtale, halah, putting on the mizbech. And you have the word shamtase, which refers to shechita. So the way the Gemara learns, according to the Pirush of Chaim, we have a klal and then pratim. The klal, the rule, is it says, Hishom lecho pentale lesecha b'chol mokom asher tira. Be careful not to do anything wherever you want to do. That's a lav. And then the next pasuk is an essay. What is the essay? Parakoyim sheivcha Hashem, wherever Hashem chooses, there you're going to do ha'alah, and there you're going to do asiya, which means shechita. So you have a rule in lois asay, and then you have details in asay. That's the lush of the Gemara. Hishomer lois asay, vechtiv shantale shantase. We have the lois asay in the beginning, and then the list of asay. Now, Reb Chaim adds here a piece that comes from the Gemara Yerushalmi Shabbos. What does the Gemara there says? Gemara says, Shom Tale is Aliyah. When it says Tale, it's to put on the Mizbech. Shom Tase is Ushchito of Zriko. That's Shchito, that's Zriko throwing the blood on Mizbech. Ma Aliyah, Shehibe Ase, Arebi Loisase. Av Shchito of Zriko, Shehibe Ase, Arebi Loisase. Meaning, when the Torah says, Yishom Alecho, Pentale Odersecho, the law refers to Aliyah, to Ha'aloh, putting on the Mizbech. Doesn't refer to shechita and zriko, to the other avoiders of the carbon. But later in the pasuk, we have a hekesh. We're putting our law next to asiya, which refers to shechita and zriko. So we have a hekesh that teaches to each other. So that's how we know that the same way regarding our law, you have a lav, you have a shomer lecho. So also by shechita and zriko, you have also a lav because of the hekesh. Says the Gemara, why you have to get to that? Begin the chtiva, only because you have the hekesh. But if I wouldn't have had the hekesh, I would say that by shchita and zrika, the other avoiders of the carbon, will be only an asse, will not be a lois asse. So what the Gemara is bothered, says Reb Chaim, is, but according to Reb Lozo, that you have a klal uprat, I could always learn the klal, even though the klal is in lois asse, and the prat is an asse, you could still use the concept of klal uprat. So why don't we do that? The klal of pasuk is Hishom Alecho, be careful not to do anything. And then you have prat, and then the next pasuk speaks about halo and speaks about asiyah. So the same way the klal works for halo, because it says beferish, the klal will work also for the other detail, which is asiyah. So why didn't you say that? But if you don't look like a blazer, it makes a lot of sense. Because the klal is alois asay, and the prat is asay. You cannot use a klal and prat when you speak about an esse and alois asay. So then it makes a lot of sense. But according to Rabbi Elazar, that's the kushya of the Gemara. Why don't you use the klal, which is a lois asay, to apply it to the details that come later, even though it's an asay? Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why I wouldn't do that. Shalot toimar kemod teimer gabi Shabbos. If not for the hekesh, I would say, like we said regarding Shabbos, chofar, choratz, noatz, these are different ways of digging a hole. There's only one melacha that a person does when he does that, which is digging a hole. It's called chafira, it's called boyer. So I would think maybe that's the same thing by kachim. Whenever you do multiple avoiders of kachim, you do shchita, or you do zrika, killing the animal, throwing the blood of the animal, or halal, put it on the mizbeach, they're all going to be one big lav. That's why I need a hekesh. That's why the Torah needs to tell you halal, and the Torah needs to tell you asiyo, to tell you that each for each one, it's its own lav. So really, with according to our blazer, just to teach me that you have a loisase, that I don't need to have a hekesh. I could just have the klal prat. I use the concept of klal prat. But I do need the hekesh for another reason. Because I would think there will be one law for all the avoidas. So the chiddush is each avoida, each action that you do in the korban has its own law. Now that we mentioned regarding avoidas that you have in Shabbos, that you have only one, so more brings, by the way, another topic that has to do with that. Rav Zeiro, Rav Chiyo, Barashi, Rav Shevkiano, Hanoiteya, B'Shabbos, Chaya, Mishum, Zoreya. Someone who plants a tree in Shabbos, he's chayav as zoreah. Zoreah means to plant. So also when you put a tree, it's the same thing like planting. Just by zoreah, you're usually referring to seeds. Neteah referring to trees, but neteah is like zoreah. Zoreah says, you should also know, hazoimer, someone who cuts the leaves of the tree to make it grow better, that's like neteah. That's like planting a tree, because you're making the tree grow better. So now, the Gemara continues on with base. Notam v'zomar b'shvihis. If a person went and he planted a tree, or he cut the leaves of the tree to make it grow better in Shemitah, not on Shabbos, in Shemitah. That's the Girsa Rav Chaim brings here. To many of the Mefarshim agree. Al daite de kahano, according to Rav Kahano, chayav shtayim, he'll be chayav in two different averis. One is planting in Shemitah, which the Torah says you're not allowed to plant in Shemitah. And you have another avera of Zmira, because it says in the Pasuk of Shemitah, as we learned earlier, it says, Sotcholoi Zizro, the Karmacholoi Tizmar. The Pasuk says clearly, the Zriya and Zmira. Zriya is planting, Zmira is cutting the leaves to make the tree grow better. So if you hold, like Rav Kahana just told us, that planting a tree is like Zriya, is under the category of Zriya, and we know that by Shemitah there's another lav called Zmira. So if a person does Netiyo, planting a tree, he's Chayav al Zriya. If a person does Zmira, cutting the leaves, is Chayav al Zmira. It's two different Averis. It's two different Lavim. But I'll die to the Rav Zeiro. But according to Rav Zeiro, who told us that when you do Zmira, that's part of Netiyo, meaning that the Gemara understands now. According to Rav Zeiro, Zmira and Netiyo, meaning cutting leaves or planting a tree, they're under the same category. So if so, you're chayav only one aveiro. Which aveiro? Of Zmira. Because the Torah said again by Shemitah two things. Sotcholoi Sizra, Zriya, the Karmecholoi Sizmor, Zmira. And if you understand them planting a tree and Zmira are one of the same, so when a person plants a tree in Shemitah, he's over in Zmira. When he cuts the leaves, he's also over in Zmira. So he did two aveiros under the same law. He's chayav only one. Says the Gemara, no. We didn't say, Rav Zeiro did not say that Netiyo is Zmira. Rav Zeiro never said the planting a tree is under the category of Zmira only. He never said that. He just said, Legabi Shabbos, you should know that cutting the leaves of the tree to make it grow better is like planting a tree. And they say you're planting a tree, you're chayav because of the Zoreya, which is a lav of Shabbos. So also when you cut the leaves of the tree, it's also part of Zriya. But Rav Zeiro never told us that planting a tree is not Zriya. He never said that. And that's what the Gemara comes and tells us. All he told us is that zoimer, meaning cutting the leaves, is part of nerteya. He never said that nerteya, planting a tree, is zoimer only. When I say zriya, zriya means to put seeds in the ground, planting. Everything is included over there. That's usually the understanding. Whenever I plant something, make it grow, it's part of zriya. Yotza zmiro lechmir alatzmo. By Shemitah, we put Zmira at its own, on its own category. Zmira, which is cutting the leaves, it's its own category. Why is Zmira its own category? Because the Torah says, Karmachol Yisizmer, to give it its own lav. So maybe now makes it more chomer that if a person does Zmira, he has its own lav right now to be chav on it. Because Zmira became its own category. At Poitro Mishum Zorea. Because Zmira went in its own category, so now you're going to be Poiter Noiteya. Planting a tree, and it's not going to be part of Zoreya? Meaning Rav Zeiro never said that planting a tree, it doesn't have a use of Zoreya. Zoreya includes all growing. Came the Torah by Shemitah and say, you should know that Zoymer is its own category. That doesn't uproot Nerteya to tell you that you're not Chayav al Zareya. So that's like one concludes, Havei lo yishna bein al-dayit de-kehano, bein al-dayit de-zehiro, Chayav shtayim. According to both opinions, when a person plants a tree, he's Chayav al Zareya. When a person is Zoymer, cuts the leaves, that's another lav in Shemitah. Karmach le-sizmar. You Chayav two different lavim. The Nerteya is not uprooted from the Isra of Zareya. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilayim, Daf Ayin Aleph.